Welcome to Business Mentorship, Keeping It Real, where we feature entrepreneurs who are passionate about their business and have participated in our guest blog, shareyourstories.online. Today, I'd like to introduce you to Lorenzo Capani, who is the Director of Art and Language at an international school in Florence, Italy. Since 1996, he's been arranging study abroad programs and seminars for international students. He's also the founder and writer for a blog dedicated to Italian language and culture. Lorenzo joins us today from Florence. Welcome.
Hello, Trisha.
How are you?
My pleasure to be here. We're good. Much better than 3 months ago.
So yes, exactly.
We cannot complain now.
Good, good.
Things are going better.
Lorenzo, you know how much I believe that creativity opens the doors to opportunities. So tell us a little bit about your school in Florence and the type of students that you encourage to come.
Well, it's difficult to say the type of students because we have so many types of students.
Yeah.
We have students from all over the world, literally from all over the world. And also from Italy, different ages, different cultural backgrounds. So it's very challenging. Every time you have a new student, you know, you have a new opportunity to meet a new world. That's probably the best part of our job, because you can meet people that have had different experiences, that love. The only thing that they have in common, art, which is the only thing they have in common, and that unite probably all of us. And that's for sure, art can be something that unites the entire planet.
For sure. Is there a particular course that you do at the school that seems to, like, is it landscape, or is it still life, or is it live, studio drawing? What's the type of thing that attracts people to your school?
Well, definitely in the summer, the landscape en plein air is very popular, both in Florence, in the gardens and squares of Florence, and also in the Tuscan countryside. That's definitely beautiful because you are immersed in, literally, in the city, and you can draw and paint. So this is quite popular during, the summer. But also throughout the year, depends, people love mostly life drawing and also oil painting, acrylic painting. Some others, they prefer to concentrate on more specific techniques such as fresco. The fresco is quite popular actually because, it's a typical Italian technique. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing that when people realize how it is made and that the whole process of it. Mm-hmm. So it has become very popular. And also, we can have beginners and advanced students, the people that wants to hone their skills, but also people that they don't know anything. They start and they just discover they have a talent. I've seen so many people of different ages, from kids to retired people, and then suddenly they have decided to draw or paint. And sometimes even in a week or two, they have really become very good with their pencils or with colors. Of course, you have to go on. That's always like that with art. Yes. But you can just find out if you are good after a week, maybe.
One of the things that really resonated with your story in the blog was you talked about people making mistakes and that the mistakes actually lead to some wonderful opportunities. So tell us a little bit about perhaps some of the students, that come and they're a little apprehensive at first and then they blossom into something really amazing at the end of the time they spend with you.
Oh, yes, definitely. Making mistakes, in my opinion, is essential in life.
Yeah.
sometimes mistakes are like they're considered bad, but of course it's bad, but you can learn from it, from them a lot.
Yes.
And also, I've seen students at the beginning that they were sometimes scared of living in Italy, that they were scared of making mistakes. And then, step by step, you know, the first step is to relax. Just start to relax and concentrate and focus on what you're doing, no matter how it will come out. Mm-hmm. And suddenly they became more and more confident in what they were doing. I've seen really many of them that at the end of their courses, they felt confident and they knew they could improve again in the art, in their techniques. And also they were satisfied, happy with what they have done, which is right. Which is an essential. Passion is essential what you're doing. Yeah. If you are happy, you know, it's a lot. I mean, money is important, but you have to be happy what you're doing. Otherwise,
I agree.
It's a waste of time.
Yeah, I agree. So how long would the average student come in? How long would they spend with you? Is it a week or 2 weeks or a month? What types of programs do you offer for folks from abroad?
Well, normally the average is about a month or 2 months, but we have so many programs. We also have students studying for an intensive workshop, for a 5-day workshop, or some other students, they concentrate on more elaborate programs for up to 2 years.
Wow.
Yes, in two years you can become a real artist, that's for sure, because you can tackle so many techniques, subjects. It's amazing how large the universe of drawing and painting can be.
Yeah.
And you have to try it, because otherwise it's difficult to explain in words.
You'll never know.
All the nuances that you can do in 2 years.
Now, where do you get the folks that help them? Where do the teachers come from? You know, what are their backgrounds? Because I mean, with all these various different disciplines of art, you must have a wide variety of teachers.
Yes, all of our teachers come from the Academy of Fine Arts of Florence or in Italy, because they have, let's say, they have a preparation like the old masters. So it's normally they undergo a 4-year program, then a traineeship, and they can master most of the techniques we teach. And that's what we call the Italian approach, which is important because, you know, if you come to Italy, you also have to learn how our culture really is. Mm-hmm. And also, have to go deeper and deeper and discover the many aspects of our culture and also of our approach to art.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Which can be different in other parts of the world, of course.
Yes.
You know, we are the cradle of the Renaissance here in Florence, so our masters are Leonardo, Michelangelo, Raffaello, so that's from where we start.
Now,
of course, we go on. We don't just stay in the past.
Do you take folks to some of the very, yes, exactly. Do you take folks around the students to some of the local galleries that are available?
Well, sometimes we arrange exhibitions in our academy, and sometimes our teachers help them to arrange some exhibitions in some galleries here in Florence, or they give them advice when they go back to their countries to how to arrange their first exhibition or their even group exhibition. That's important to make themselves known. And this is another important point, how to become, you know, to spread their artworks, even through the social media, which can be useful sometimes.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, one of the things that we ask everybody to do in the guest blog is to share 3 words of advice. And I'd like you to tell us a little bit about yours, because you've stated, do what your passion tells you. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that's, you know, that's what I said. You have to follow your passion. You don't have to listen to what is good for you from other people. It's something that you really feel. It can be, you know, simple to say, but you have to follow what you feel, what you want to really do. Because if you don't follow, of course you have to see reality how it is, but you have to have a goal. And if you want that goal, you have to go on, no matter the difficulties, and especially no matter the mistakes.
Well, thank you very much, Lorenzo. I really want to thank you for spending some time with us today. And to our viewing and listening audience, I hope you've really appreciated a little look at the person behind the logo in this edition of Keeping It Real. Thank you, Lorenzo.
Thank you, Trish. Bye-bye. See you soon.